Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is fucking frickin' Friday. It's another frickin' week of fucking unbelievable tyranny in the land of the free and the home of the brave. What a laughable fucking situation. It's also the 15th day of January. Hell, we're almost, we're halfway. This will be halfway through fucking January already, guys. And it's not doing nothing but getting worse. It's 12:04 Pacific time. The Word from the Trenches is hosted by myself, Henry Shively, and by my brother, John D., United States Marine fighting tyranny. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with JD and myself. It is currently 38 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 46 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And just, you know, cold, and you know, we're not getting the moisture. It's not coming yet. I mean, there's still time, but I'm looking forward to another fucking choking ass smoky summer. That being said, good afternoon, John, and how's the weather today out there, Nazi Joyzy, brother?
Good afternoon, Henry. And to all our regular listeners also, right now over here in the northeastern seaboard state of Nazi Jersey at about 95 feet above sea level mean, we currently have 48 degrees, 75% humidity. You know, you walk out there, even though it's 48 degrees, it actually feels kind of damp. And right now we've got heavy overcast skies, and of course, we do have a 100% chance of tyranny.
Yeah, a fucking 110% chance of tyranny. Up to your ankles.
Oh, man, you talk about snowstorms being waist high. I think this tyranny is going to be nose high.
I think it's getting there. Anyway, the first thing I have up here is National Capitol being turned into, quote, Fortress Washington ahead of inauguration. And it makes me think about, you know, I talked about, you know, watching that Waco series and about when those two FBI agents talked, you know, and that little piece in there where he said, you know, we have to show total strength effect. Because they outnumber us 5,000 to 1, and that's what you're seeing here. They're trying to show a force with, I don't care if you put 50 fucking thousand people in fucking Washington DC, if the fucking bulk of the people come to take it from you, you better run the other fucking way. Hey, and you're impenetrable fences, maybe driven right through. I mean, fucking, I don't know what people are going to do on the 20th. I think that this is all a fucking show of a force. You know, yes, and if you're any National Guard listening in Washington right now that are a part of this, you are fucking traitors to your country. You are helping. You are there guarding the fucking implementation of communism upon your fucking people and upon your country. You should be ashamed of yourselves. You should be completely ashamed of yourselves. You would shoot your own. They've given them guns, John, and the right to use deadly force. This is your fucking support. This is what Tench caught. So let's see what did he say about that?
And Henry, the worst part is, you know, these people are cooperating or assisting in the very thing they took an oath to stop.
Abso-fucking-lutely. This from the Tench Koch once again, because we had to read this. This thing is so old and, I mean, weathered. As civil rulers not having their duty to the people, duly before them may attempt to tyrannize, which they fucking are. I mean, this phony COVID-19, I mean, fucking, it's been proven to fucking lie, but it doesn't goddamn matter. They're going to keep spewing the propaganda and they're going to keep marching forward. And as the military forces, which must be occasionally raised to defend our country, might pervert their power to the injury of their fellow citizens. The people are confirmed by the next article in their right to keep and bear their private arms. And we have the right to bear them in fucking Washington, D.C. We have that goddamn Bill of Rights applies to every square inch of this fucking United States, of these Americas, and that goddamn citadel should have never been allowed to exist. It was created in violation of our law. The Admiralty was never to be on our shores. And now you're seeing it right in your face. And like I said, if any of you boys are listening up there in fucking Washington, D.C., you're fucking traitors. You are traitors to your people, and you will go down in history as such. There's going to be a terrible fucking war. You go ahead and fight for your fucking communists, because you're there right now guarding the fucking implementation of communism, and you can go to hell.
You know, Henry, you've heard me mention many times before that, you know, Washington, D.C. was set up as a military citadel. I mean, how much more proof do you need than what's going on right now?
You don't need no more proof, John. I mean, goddamn it. How much farther can I go with a muddy elephant sitting in your lap shitting until it's up to your fucking neck? I mean, hello? I mean, there must be an excuse why you're doing nothing. Maybe it's the elephant too heavy for you. You got nobody to help lift it off you because you let it sit there for so fucking long your legs went numb. I don't fucking know.
I don't know. Maybe they've been watching Alex Jones, and he's telling them, look, you just need to go with the plan here. And after Biden gets in, then we'll try and impeach him.
Then we can have Kamala Harris. And she could, she gets
to. Camel Toe Harris.
And they could name the vice president. It could be AEO. Ooh, wouldn't that be something? Would you people feel that fucking elephant on your lap then, huh? You can't see this fucking communism for what it is? I mean, this guy here, you know, they're coming. This $1.9 trillion. Oh God, where's it going to come from and shit? I'll tell you where it's going to come from. You know, as I was raising my children, you know, there were some hard recessions and stuff. When there was times when it was hard to find work and hard to make money and hard to make ends meet, hard to keep a roof over your head, hard to keep fucking food on the fucking table. And a lot of people did this, man. I don't know, and this is in my world. I don't know about your people's world. But they, you know, like the people that were fucking poor, and some of them dope addicts, you know, they would fucking trade their food stamps for dope while their fucking children starved. But they would, you know, like the light bill would, you know, they'd run the light bill until they just fucking, they're going to shut it, they shut it off. So they'd open it in one of their children's name and then run it until they shut it off. Then they'd open it in another kid's name until they shut it off. And then these kids, when they became of maturity, you know, and they went to have their own homes, they had to pay those fucking bills before they could get electricity for themselves. And this thing with this money thing is all this and it's all for nothing, because COVID-19 does not fucking exist and we fucking know it. And so it's all for nothing. But when, you know, a lot of people are saying, $600 or $2,000. Man, that's the same fucking thing, people. It's like you having a child that, you know, like, maybe grandma put fucking $2,000 in a trust fund for that child, you know, for her education when they graduate. And you just taking that fucking money and fucking spending it, taking it from your fucking children, because you do not have the balls to stand up to these motherfuckers and take what is rightfully yours. We've got a plenty in this fucking country. This is the richest country on planet Earth. But this money will be borrowed in the name, not of your great-grandchildren anymore. I mean, I heard somebody, I read somebody on the site the other day saying, you know, this is going to be borrowed in your grandchildren's name. No, not your great-grandchildren, not your great-grandchildren, because Trump, he gave $2.3 trillion to his fucking international buddies, to the same corporations who created the derivatives bubble in 2008 that fucking pretty much bankrupted this fucking country for good. I mean, we were already bankrupt, but now we're bankrupt where we got the fire sale going. I mean, I have an article that says that, Bill Gates has been buying up all the fucking, farming properties, and some of it he's planning on developing and shit. You know, it's just everything. This fucking country belongs to the American nationals. It's been taken from us without due process of the law. We have the law on our fucking side. We don't need 10,000 fucking reasons. They've already given us 10,000 fucking reasons. We don't have to sit and talk about it, you know, fucking discuss to fucking beat that dead horse until it's fucking mush on the reasons that we have to fucking enforce that fucking law and take our country back. We have the justification and then some. The next step is fucking doing it. And if we're not going to do it, I'm telling you, you might as well go over there to that baby and take the fucking lollipop out of its fucking mouth and so you got something to eat and let the kids starve. You know, in the old days, I mean, I'm talking old days, in the days when people were in tribes and what might have you. In the wintertime, you know, because they hadn't got to the point to where they were growing crops and stashing food, you know, and building a supply to get them through the winter. They got there pretty quick, but even there were starving times, like a real cold winter. Nobody expected, you know, a winter out of hell. A dark winter. And the old people would just, you know, they'd be the first. They would just walk outside, walk off in the middle of the night and go die because they were the, you know, they're trying to see the survival of their people. And then they would start laying the fucking babies out for, you know, to try to draw a fucking wolf or something in so they could try to kill it. But the babies were being laid out to die because the mothers didn't have the milk to feed them because they didn't have the food to feed the mothers. Do you want to go back that far? You want to go back to be that animal that these cocksucking Jews tell you are? Do you want to become that fucking goyim once again? The National Guard, huh? This is ABC News. It was sent in by Jalapeno for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. With just days until the inauguration next Wednesday, and in the wake of the last Wednesday's assault on the Capitol, that planned a fucking assault, that production of a fucking assault, committed by fucking a couple of hundred motherfuckers that were there, stationed there, and, like we talked yesterday, you know, talking about inciting. There was no inciting. It was planned. It was going to happen no matter fucking what. At any rate, Capitol security around the nation's capital city has been ramped up to a level never not seen in years. Some are calling it Fortress Washington. The 7-foot non-scalable fence that you could drive right through with a 4-wheel drive around the Capitol has been topped with razor wire to keep the people out of the people's fucking God, what's supposed to be the people's house. To keep the people back from the fucking communists who are fucking entrenching themselves in fucking Washington, D.C., that military citadel where they intend to fucking implement fucking communism upon every American national in this goddamn country. And you are going to either fucking fight them and you are going to kill them and be killed until you wipe their fucking asses out and shoot them out of this country, or you're going to surrender. And you might as well just go over there and dig the ditch yourself and kneel down and say, put the fucking bullet through my head. Because this life as a fucking slave isn't a good life, people. Everybody's watched the old movies or you've read the books about how the fucking serfs and the fucking peons and peasants were treated over in jolly old England and where the crown heads of Europe ruled. Well, actually they ruled around the world because they all claimed, you know, just across the sea and just like when, they landed here, oh, this is ours, this is Spain, this belongs to Spain. The people are sitting there in their fucking, you know, in their houses with their crops growing in the field. Hey, what the fuck are you talking about? Who the fuck are you? A boat sails up and you own the fucking place? Really? But we did go across this country. We did bring the resources to bear. We did build the fucking baddest ass nation on the fucking planet. And we did have that Bill of Rights straight up. Boy, they used to fucking really show that son of a bitch a lot when they were sending our fucking young people out to get their legs and arms blown off because you're defending freedom and liberty. The Bill of Rights. That Bill of Rights, you know. The people's freedom, the people's liberty. Now what the fuck are you doing there in Washington, D.C.? You are fucking sitting there fucking guarding with deadly fucking force the elements that are bringing in to bring in communism into your fucking country. Think about your 50,000 comrades dead in fucking Vietnam, your 30,000 comrades dead in fucking Korea. To stop what you are doing today and calling yourself a fucking American. You're not a fucking American. You're a fucking traitor. Thursday.
Hey, Henry.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, do you remember the bill in New York that they're passing for banning body armor, right?
Right.
And so, in Florida, is putting through a new bill banning pretty much anything to do with assault weapons.
Well, they
any piece that you can use to build an assault weapon, you can't trade it, you can't do anything with it.
Well, that's where the rubber meets the road, ain't it? I mean, you got to enforce it. When they and there, we outnumber them 5,000 to 1, according to that FBI agent. See, we cut what I was going to get to on when I was talking about that is we cut that piece out of that fucking movie. It took us a lot of time to do it, and fucking we were determined to put it up. We put it up. It lasted like fucking 3 seconds. And it was fucking taken out. They do not want you to know that all that there's all this posturing. 20,000. 20,000 ain't shit to a fucking million or 2 million. If that fucking shit capital is what we wanted to take. It's not prime real estate by no fucking stretch of the imagination. But I mean, if the people decided as a fucking, I mean, you know, that's why I've been kind of pissed about all these different agendas that are being thrown up, you know, on this broadcast and on the goddamn site. It's because the thing here is, people, we should have our sights dead on MEGA. Dead on the fucking red hats, the Trump tards, the ones that we've been talking to for fucking 4 years now. And we should, and hey, you know what? They've just had to realize that they have no fucking vote. Now's the time to try to reach them. To tell them, God damn it, if you mean it, if you believe in freedom and liberty, it's right there and it belongs to you. It's on that piece of paper called the fucking Bill of Rights. Throw off that hat, pick up that fucking Bill of Rights, and let's go as a people and fucking throw this handful of fucking invaders, occupiers, out of our goddamn country, enforce our fucking law. As it is written in that Bill of Rights, that means you're not going to lose. I mean, well, we need the police. No, you don't need the goddamn Blackwater USA. They are the ones that are killing your fucking people and enforcing the fucking unlawful corporate rule of this fucking country in violation of our law. I mean, how long would it take us to reset it up? Till we elect the judges? We elect the fucking sheriff, and the sheriff and the judge and the coroner swear themselves in under the common law, which is the only law that can be in this free nation. And then they just expel the fucking admiralty, the administrative admiralty. Get them right back. Get rid of fucking Washington, D.C. Give it back to Maryland and whatever fucking state they took it from. When they took that fucking land, to take that son of a bitch back and say, no, there is not going to be any admiralty on our shores, and put it back like it was. You want to exercise your admiralty within your military, which shouldn't exist either. We, you know, except that fucking in today's times, you know, you got to have a fucking navy. You better have a fucking navy. But I don't even know about that. If these goddamn nuclear deterrents are what they were sold to our fathers and grandfathers to be, we don't need nothing. You attack us, we got the buttons. We push them. That was what the whole idea was. This is to end, you know, it's like the end of the fucking World War One. The war to end all wars, because it was such a horrible fucking thing that we could never let that happen again. So we, you know, we went along with it, and then fucking shit. Went from about 20 years later that you're right back in the fucking war, another fucking world war, continuing actually the first world war, the war to end all wars that continued on. And now look where you're fucking at. You're fucking sitting here, God damn it, you fucking preserved international communism. You built the Soviet Union to be a fucking threat to you, which is now Russia, which is a fucking threat to you. Fucking Truman called MacArthur back from fucking, from Korea. He had already went through North Korea. He was taking mainland China. Would have never been a threat to us. We could have been fucking, I mean, even under the admiralty. We could have been, I mean, but that wasn't their plan. Their plan is a world fucking plantation, and we're the fucking goyim, we're the goddamn beasts of the field to these son of a bitch and Jew Zionist motherfuckers. You gotta realize it. You gotta realize, go look at your children. I mean, are you gonna have a 5 minute panic where you half-ass protect them and they fucking get killed or raped or whatever they want to do to them? Are you going to get your fucking act together and fucking hurt these motherfuckers? I mean, all it's going to take is one fucking time. Like, if fucking, I don't know about Washington, D.C., man. I will not claim to be a military tactician. But I got to believe that if 1 million or 2 million, which complete, it's just a small fraction of our force, fucking went armed with the intent of taking fucking Washington, D.C. and hanging every one of those son of a bitches, they could do it. And then those National Guard could decide which fucking side they want to be on. The side where they're hanging from a goddamn gallows, or the side where they're fucking reinstating the fucking law of this country, the ratified absolute law of this country. The law that says that we're a free people, that we are at liberty, that we can own property, that we own ourselves. And no fucking petty little dictator. I mean, these petty dictators are getting right down to the local level, aren't they? Well, you're going to take a shot because I say so. Fuck, I grew up with you. I used to push you down on the fucking playground. How about I push your fucking ass down again? Try your fucking shots, cocksucker. Anyways, guys, this is, I mean, fuck, it's getting to the, I mean, we promise you every week that it's going to be another fucking outrage, and the outrage continues to escalate, and everybody talked about, God, let's just get through 2020, and every, I mean, I never fucking, I was just like, God, are you really that fucking stupid? You think that elephant full, that just shit all over you, is just going to get up and walk out the fucking door? He ain't! The New York Times is seriously suggesting that we should wear 2 masks at once. I love
now,
that.
Now, wait, Henry. Of course they mean wear one on your face and wear one like a jock strap, right?
There you go. Yeah, one on your ass, man, to filter your farts. Because they, you know, I guess, why couldn't a goddamn virus get out in a fart? You ever think of that? Oh, man, I have. I'm serious, man. Every day, you know, they're doing the Goebbels thing. And the more their lie, it's just amazing. The more their lie falls apart, the more they fucking push it. But the thing is, they're such a small number. You're just seeing the same faces over again, and people are starting to say, "Man, that fuck, man, I'm seeing all these faces, thousands of different faces saying no, and just these two motherfuckers here who I never trusted in the first place, who have admitted that it's not a fucking inoculation." And fucking have admitted that they have not isolated COVID-19, let alone COVID, you know, 19 junior, and then COVID-19 the third, and COVID-19, all this fucking horse shit. And hey, let's put 2 fucking masks on, guys. You better put one on your face, and like I said, one on your ass, because goddammit, if it comes out in a fucking vapor, the vapor coming out of your ass, you could kill somebody. You better do something about it.
Now, Henry, this has to be coming from the razor blade industry, because if one razor blade was good to give you a close shave, 2 was great. Well, 3's got to be better than that.
Always.
You know, when they got those little multi-razor shavers.
Uh-huh.
So let's go for 3 masks.
Yeah, let's make sure none of that poison gets let out of our system. That's what you do when you breathe out. It's like taking piss or taking a shit. You're getting rid of the fucking poisons that come along with the fucking biology of your body when it's turning food into fucking energy so that you can live. You don't. Dumbasses, and you're fucking sucking it right back into yourself. And yet the people, it's killing people. You're goofy. Twitter Inside Records, CEO Jack Dorsey laying out a roadmap for future political censorship. This is future political. Fuck these. Silicon Valley. I mean, this shit's going to happen no matter what. We got to know where the biggest part of the problem, I mean, should it be better to go after Silicon Valley than Washington DC, wouldn't it? That's where the real fucking power in this country is, isn't it? With the fucking oligarchs that live there, you know, the robber barons that are calling all the fucking shots. That's where them dirty bastards are that need to be hunted down, like Bill Gates and fucking I don't want to go through the goddamn names. I always have a trouble when I'm doing that. Silicon Valley, high technology, fuck your technology. At the same time that this technology is supposedly advancing, which all of this technology is fucking old. It's just being shrunk. But as this technology is supposedly being developed, that's supposed to bring us into the future, we are heading into the past. We are heading into the days of feudalism. Where you went and you see the little kid on the fucking movie comes up and he's got 2 rabbits to pay the fucking tax. Where the people work land that they can never own. And they get enough to eat and they get enough to fucking sustain them if they put out a big enough crop. And the fucking king, he gets the rest to turn into gold. He sells it and then gives it to the fucking, to the churches. So that they can pray his fucking sins away for this, for what he's doing. I mean, this is such insanity. It cannot be fucking, it'll never be topped. Anyway, this is from Project Veritas, and it was sent in by Galen for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Project Veritas released a new video today, provided by an insider at Twitter who recorded Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey calling for more action against President Trump. I mean, they're milking this Trump thing. You know, they're playing this game that we're looking at. You know, Trump, shit, is he going to get impeached? So he'll never run again. It's stupid shit. The communists are fucking taking control of your highest seats of power with the fucking your National Guard, which is not even supposed to exist. It should be fucking the militia. They're not fucking the militia. They can't replace the fucking militia. The people are the fucking militia. But they're taking their fucking private corporate fucking army and they're fucking they're surrounding themselves with them and telling you if you come and try to stop this coup to fucking implement communism in the United States, we'll kill you. And I told you people last week when they're talking about bringing whatever date on the 20th, coming in to fucking with their guns, coming into D.C., and they've already said, I mean, you hear them talking about, this guy's going to get 20 years, this guy's going to get 30 years, talking about the Antifa, they're just showcasing it. And they're trying to make it like, you chew that bubble, but pretty soon it'll be, if you ain't got that mask on, that's a 20-year sentence. So that's going to scare you into, fear! That's what they run on is fear. You come at them as fucking brave fucking Americans like the son of a bitches that stormed that beach at Normandy. The fools that went over there to fucking preserve international communism though they were fucking Americans and they were brave motherfucking fools. You go at them like that and you watch them motherfuckers run. You watch them run when you finally get up to Mitch McConnell, you have to approach him you won't want to get more than 10 feet to him because he stinks like the shit he's laying in. Because he was shit all over himself. And you have Chuckie Schumer laying right beside him crying and shitting all over himself. These motherfuckers who are calling the shots ain't never been in a fucking woman's slap fight in their whole fucking life. They do not know what fucking fighting is. They know what duplicity is. They know what lies are. They know how to be criminals. They know how to violate the fucking law right in your fucking face and tell you they're doing it. They're these fucking petty dictators on the local level. Fucking violating their own Judge Napolitano. That's why, part of the revealing Judge Napolitano coming on fucking Fox News. The goddamn federal government does not have the authority, says he. And this is one of their admiralty judges. The state governor does not have the authority to order shit. Let alone a mayor. None of them have authority. What they're doing is completely, it is fucking sedition. Because it is going against what is the authority in this country, which is that Bill of Rights, which is the ratified law of 1791, December 15th. They are breaking that law, the highest law in this fucking country, and laughing at us as we sit there because we're too stupid. We can't read the Bill of Rights and say they're doing the exact opposite. All you goddamn Trump tards out there, throw those fucking, you want your children to grow up as little communists and fucking, and you have no fucking any thought of freedom or liberty. Let alone owning property, let alone an American dream. You can have the American nightmare. You better throw those fucking hats off. And you better pick that Bill of Rights up, which is your law. It belongs to each and every American national. It's our jurisdictional authority to keep our freedom. Pick it up and fucking fight for it. They don't want to fucking obey the law. Kill them. That's what you're supposed to do. That's what your founders told you. Don't just fucking sit there and cry about it. Or don't go down there in your goddamn red MAGA hats with an armed protest. Whatever in a fucking armed protest is. If you're going to fight for fucking real. Get your people who know how to fucking move troops and do it. You are on the highest moral ground that ever existed. I don't give a shit what Antifa did at that goddamn capital shithole. The people's house, my fucking ass. It is now the communist fucking house with the fucking their communist National Guard fucking guarding it. You hope you're listening. I hope some of you are listening. You're committing treason against your people. You're committing treason against the... You better go get a copy of the Bill of Rights and read it. And see if what you're doing is lawful. Because I'm here to tell you it is not. And that we outnumber you thousands to one. And we're not going to be fucking... We're not going to be buffaloed by you. We're done. We're past that shit. You are going to face... You're going to fucking face the elephant. And in the end, fucking some of you are going to fucking hang if you go along with this shit. Anyway, we're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holler tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Now look here, Joe, quit acting smart. Stop being that old brazen sword. Don't you go sell this country short. No, no, Joe. Just because you think you found a system that we know ain't sound, don't you go throwing your weight around. No, no, Joe. Cause the Kaiser tried it and Hitler tried it, Mussolini tried it too. Now they're all sitting around the fire, and did you know something? They saving a place for you. Now, Joe, you ought to get it clear. You can't push folks around with fear. Cause we don't scare easy over here. No, no, Joe. You do the things you do, you getting folks mad at you. Don't bite off more than you can chew. No, no, Joe. Cause you want a scrap that you can't win. You don't know what you're getting in. Don't go around leading with your chin. No, no, Joe. Now you got tanks, some fair-sized tanks, but you're acting like a clown. Cause man, we got Yanks and a mess of Yanks, and you might get caught with your tanks down. Don't go throwing out your chest. You'll pop the buttons off your vest. You're playing with a hornet's nest. No, no, Joe. You know, you think you're somebody we should dread just because you're seeing red. You better get that foolishness out of your head. No, no, Joe. Now, you might be itching for a fight. Quit bragging about how your bear can bite. Cause you're sitting on a keg of dynamite. No, no, Joe.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. Now that's allowed. Word from the Trenches is hosted by myself, Henry Shively, and by my brother, John D., United States Marine Fighting Tyranny. And that was the great, great Hank Williams with No No Joe. And now we got our own Uncle Joe, pedophile fucking Biden. Uncle Joe, pedophile Biden. Did you hear that fucking song? No Joe. Anyway, it's time for the tactical report, so I'm going to turn this mic over to you, John, and you give him hell, brother.
Okay, Henry, thank you very much as always. I am John D., U.S. Marine Fighting Tyranny. This is the Tactical Report. It is September 15th, 2021, 1539 Eastern Daylight Time. That's 339 to all you civilians out there and to all you idiots who still think somehow, someway, Trump's going to stop this election fraud. For you imbeciles, Mickey's little hand is past the three, and his big hand is pointing at the thing that looks like a little snowman, and that would be the number eight. Of course, the number eight was also a song by John Lennon, which didn't do nearly as well as his sequel to that. His song, the number nine. The number nine? The number nine? I know, I've used that joke before, but I'm just trying to get a little more mileage out of it, like kind of like a worn tire. All right, let's get going here. A couple of interesting things. First and foremost, this is the last weekend before the so-called inauguration or the crowning, whatever you want to call it, when a military dictatorship is put in place, because that's one of the reasons to have 30,000 effing soldiers down there in that military citadel called Washington, D.C. And don't forget, that's not going to include, that number doesn't include all your Capitol Police, the regular police, local police, all of the Secret Service, all the snipers that are going to be up on the roofs and everything else. Oh, no, no. I think the 30,000 number was just the National Guard people that were called up. That's not including everybody else. So, you know, when a tin pot dictator performs a coup d'etat in whatever country you want to pick one, it doesn't matter. But whenever they come in, what's the first thing they do? Oh, that's right. They go on parade with their military. They have their installation done with the military there because it was a coup. Now, if this was a peaceful transfer of power or a legitimate transfer of power, how many cops would be there? Well, there would probably still be quite a few hundred because they've always got the Secret Service and stuff there, but normally they're dressed as civilians. You don't even know they're there most of the time, or at least most of the cops, because they're dressed, they're disguised as civilians because they don't expect any real problem. But when you have 30,000 soldiers outright, plus all the ones we didn't count that I just mentioned, you know there's going to be a problem, or they suspect there's going to be a problem because they know this is a coup. And I don't know what your definition of illegitimate or illegal is for a government, but a coup is pretty much all you need. Get ready for the fight, people. You can always let communism walk into your country, but you have to shoot your way out. And that's where we are. There's only two options here, people. Either they're going to kill us, or we're going to kill them. That's it. There's no middle ground. There's no negotiating. There's no lawsuit you can have. There's no fucking vote you can do or call for an investigation. There's no use of the court system. None of that. Because they hijacked all of those mechanisms of redress of grievance long, long, long ago. In fact, most of them were hijacked before you and I were even born. But now, they've consolidated that power, haven't they? You betcha. Which means they've only left you one option. You can shoot your way out. Actually, excuse me, they've left you two options. Shoot your way out or submit. And either they'll kill you with that vaccine because they're going to mandate it, guaranteed, and that's not a vaccine, it's a lethal injection. So they're either going to mandate that lethal injection and that'll kill you. That may take a few days, a few weeks, maybe in a few years, but it will kill you because that's all it's designed to do. Or they'll just bring you right over to the edge of the ditch and give you your 223 lobotomy. Just blow your effing brains out and turn it into meat confetti right there. Personally, I think that's a lot cheaper. You know, what's an average cost for a 223 round? Something like, you know, when it's mass produced and you're buying it as the government would in mass, your cost is probably something in the neighborhood of what? 20 cents a round? 15 cents a round? Well, that's certainly got to be a lot cheaper than those fucking lethal injections they want to prepare for you. And if anything, the communists, they're also cheap. They also look for what's the quickest and most effective way to exterminate people, believe it or not. They're actually economical like that sometimes. So you pick the method. You pick your choice. Death by injection, whether it's lead or lethal injection, or you kill them. That's it. Take your pick. Going on. I mention all that because this is the last weekend before the so-called, what do they call it? Coronation. That's the word I was trying to think of before. Before the coronation of Beijing Joe here, which is going to be, what is it, the 20th or whatever? I forget what day the 20th, 5 days from now. So Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah, that'll be the 20th. So this is the last weekend. If they're going to institute any kind of false flag agenda or something like that, this would be the weekend where you're going to see it. So keep your wits about you. Stay vigilant, people. All right, let's cover a couple of interesting articles real quick. Let's take a quick look on what their expectations are. Now, again, I told you, one of the main mechanisms of control by the international communists is they hijacked the financial systems long, long ago. Now, a lot of people don't know that, but we do know it. And we also know how to read the financial markets to let us know, do they expect a problem? Because when they expect a problem, you'll see them take the money and run. Well, let's see how the markets are looking right now, and we're going to use this as an indicator to gauge their sentiment on if they're expecting any real problem or not. Over right now in the spot market for precious metals, we've got gold at $1,827 an ounce. In fact, it's down from approximately 1855. So that's no indicator. In fact, when the price drops like that, that's kind of your normal suppression mechanism in effect right there. Silver, down 74 cents at $24.72 an ounce. Nothing unusual there right now. Going down, we've got the Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently down 162 points. That's not a big drop. Normal day's fluctuation, it's at 30,850. The U.S. Zala Index is actually creeping up towards 91%, so that's no indicator. And then crude oil is down $1.28 at $52.29. Again, nothing dramatic there. Over in the gambling device called cryptocurrencies, we've got Bitcoin down $3,800 at $35,400 a coin. Again, no biggie. I think what you got there is just a little bit of profit-taking, as they call it. Ethereum is down $100 at $1,130 a coin. And Litecoin is down $14 at $138 a coin. Again, nothing unusual. Again, if the international communists were really expecting some kind of problem, I can guarantee you the market indicators I just read you would have been vastly different because they would have taken some of their money out of the markets. That's one of the first things they always do when they suspect there's going to be some real problems is they run and they take their money out of the markets. But didn't seem to happen today. Going on. Over in the Gateway Pundit. Let me get up here to the top. All right. Oh, I covered this yesterday, but I did want to mention it one more time. Let me see if it'll... I'm waiting for it to load up here. All right. New Jersey government's... again, this is over in the Gateway Pundit. And let me scroll up. I want to read you the exact headline. New Jersey government seizes 165,000 from... I don't know if it's Atlas or Attilis. It looks like Attilis, a single T. A-T-I-L-I-S, Attilis. Attilis Jim bank account. 100% of Jim's assets for crime of remaining open. Now, what they mentioned in the article is this $165,000 was the money they raised for their legal defense so they can go into a communist court system to contest the communism. Yeah, I'm sure that was going to work out great. But nonetheless, the government wasn't even going to give them that chance. They just walked in there and, well, just took the money right from their bank account. Now, if I understand this correctly, nowhere did the bank or the bank account remain open or let people in with no masks in violation of the state dictates. So how is it they went into the banking system and just took their money? That's right. Because we don't have any form of government, people, and we haven't had any real government since long before any of us were born. Going on, I did get a chance to watch this video, and I told you I would get back to you today about it, and I do recommend it over in Nuke Pro. This was actually posted on Thursday, so you'll have to scroll down one or two articles to find it. Dr. Tom Cowan, detailed explanation of the COVID year and vaccine is a messenger RNA to transfer your DNA. Now, what he does in this, it's really kind of three parts. The first part is he talks about how the fact there is no COVID-19. And how does he, as a doctor, reach that determination? What research has he done? What papers has he read? And he goes into all that. He does a very good job. So he explains how there is no COVID-19, period. because it hasn't been proven to exist by anyone, and you can't possibly have millions and millions of millions of people across the planet supposedly infected, and of course, they're trying to say hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people have died from COVID-19, but yet, not a single medical group, university, research lab, or anyone like that has actually been able to isolate a single COVID-19 virus, which would be absolutely impossible, especially since you have so many dead, they're not going to object if you take a few tissue samples in your attempt to isolate this virus, this supposedly genetically unique pathogen called COVID-19. But it doesn't seem anyone's done that whatsoever. And he goes into that, so that's really good. The second part is he then talks about what is this COVID-19 vaccine, which is not a vaccine at all. It's a lethal injection, like when you're on death row and they're going to give you a lethal injection. Well, that's an injection, right? Looks just like the same needle they kind of use on you when you're getting a vaccine. But yet, they keep calling it a vaccine. And in the meantime, it's actually going to have the same result as the so-called injections they give to death row inmates. Now, it may not kill you as quickly as it would a death row inmate, because that's designed to kill you within just minutes. Now, this lethal injection they're going to give you, calling it a vaccine, that may take a few hours, may take a few days or weeks, may even take a few months. It could even end up taking a couple of years before the other stuff metastasizes, like tumors and cancers that kill you. But we're already getting reports of how quickly this is killing people, and some people are being killed within a matter of hours of taking this so-called vaccine. And he goes on to explain why this is not a vaccine. Now, the third part, and I don't care for it, he goes into about living well and feeling well and all that. You know what? You could have chopped off that whole last third of it without any I'm trying to think of the right word, not deterioration, but without degrading the message of the first two parts in any way. But you know what? You may be interested in seeing it. It's certainly not harmful, but it's the first two parts, the first two-thirds of this video that are really, really interesting, because he explains it in a way that he's talking about these sophisticated medical concepts and terms, but he explains it to the non-medical person in non-medical terms. So it's very interesting. In fact, he uses the analogy of grinding coffee, believe it or not. It actually is an excellent analogy when he describes how there's certain steps they would have gone through if they had, in fact, tried to isolate the COVID-19. And so he uses that analogy, talking about grinding coffee beans and filtering it and stuff, which, of course, is an everyday experience, and everybody will understand that. So kudos to him on using that analogy to explain what is a more esoteric process, unless you're in the medical field. So it's a great video, worth watching, and he does confirm that to this date, not a single confirmed isolation of COVID-19 seems to exist anywhere in the world, certainly not a mention of it in the public domain, at least in any measure. So great, great video. Going on. Now, going over to No More Fake News. COVID vaccine secret. A stunner. Now, this is, again, in No More Fake News, a John Rappaport site. I frequent this site quite a bit. Usually pretty good articles. I don't like all of the articles he has on here, but I do probably like about 50% of them easily. And this is another good one. Let's see here. Now, the name of it actually came from Off Guardian, which was posted on January 3rd, and the title was What Vaccine Trials by Ian Davis. Quote, the WHO, the World Health Organization, protocols Pfizer used to produce the mRNA, and that's messenger RNA, for the vaccine do not appear to identify any nucleotide sequences, that would be any DNA sequences, that are unique to the SARS-CoV-2 virus. Now, the SARS-CoV-2 is what they're calling COVID-19, which they're going to relabel as COVID-20 and then COVID-21. And then, of course, they'll come out with the more lethal strain of it, which they're going to call son, uncle, or cousin of COVID-20 or COVID-19 or COVID-21, whatever they're going to do. When investigator Fran Leader questioned Pfizer, they confirmed, quote, now this is the tell, people. This is straight from Pfizer. The DNA template does not, did you hear that word, not, kind of like in our second article, shall not infringe, remember that word not, Looks like Americans are so fucking stupid they don't even know what the word not means anymore. But let's continue on with this. Straight from Pfizer, quote, the DNA template does not come directly from an isolated virus from an infected person, end quote. Let's continue with the article here. And there we are, right back where I started some time ago. If you don't have the isolated virus, how can you claim you have sequenced it? Well, this is a one-piece puzzle, people. Kind of like the old, remember when you were a kid and you had some of those goofy joke questions? Who's buried in Grant's tomb? What color was Washington's white horse? Remember that kind of shit? Well, here we are. And there you are, right back to where I started some time ago. If you don't have the isolated virus, how can you claim to have sequenced it? And if you sequenced it by assumption and guess, how can you claim the sequence or the virus is real? Answer. You say the sequence and the virus are real, but you have zero proof. Well, isn't that what the fucking, this criminal cartel masquerading as a government does every day, but pretty much with everything they do? They'll say, yes, they have this authority, but they have no proof that they have any such authority. In fact, they have zero proof. In fact, we have proof quite to the contrary of everything they do, don't we? Just like we have proof that they don't have any proof that their COVID-19 virus actually exists. Answer, you say the sequence of the virus are real, but you have zero proof because you're a scientific authority. And there we are, people, using that authority that you hear Henry talk about all the time. Because they're a scientific authority. People automatically believe what you say because you said it with authority. A man visits a vast auto junkyard looking for parts. Over the office door, he sees a sign. 1972 Ferrari 365 GTP Ford Daytona Spider. Inquire within. The owner of the junkyard tells him, we're offering shares in the Ferrari. $3,000 a share. When we eventually sell it, you will make at least double your investment. The man says, where's the car? I'd like to see it. Well, the junkyard owner says, look around you. We've got several square miles of cars and parts. The Ferrari's out there somewhere. We recently ran into a test on exhaust fumes with a special instrument. It concluded that the 72 Ferrari had recently been driven through the yard here. End of quote. This is the sort of thing that happens in virology. Of course, they're using this as an analogy, obviously. Of course, no mainstream virologist would admit it. He would talk about analogs and gene banks and PCR and representative samples in silico computer modeling. But the stark reality is clear. Assumption and guess and slippery interference do not carry the day. You either have the isolated virus or you don't. If you don't, anything you say about it is useless. You can't... You can't validly claim it exists. Sorry, I couldn't quite say that word. As I've written and said dozens of times now, the virological meaning of the word isolate is quite different from ordinary meaning. In the technical world of the con and the hustle, isolated virus means we have the virus in a soup in a dish in the lab. The soup contains human and monkey cells, toxic drugs, and chemicals, and other genetic material. Some of the cells are dying. This means the virus is killing them. And this is typically very illustrative of the exact kind of explanation they give when you ask, do they have this COVID-19 virus isolated? This is almost exactly what they say. That assertion is false. The drugs and chemicals can be killing the cells, and the cells are being starved of vital nutrients. That alone could explain the cell death. Furthermore, a supposed virus mixed in a soup in a dish in a lab is definitely not isolated. Bottom line, there is no persuasive evidence that the virus is in the soup. In other words, there's so much shit in the soup that is causing the reaction, which is the death of some cells, that anything in that soup could be killing some of the so-called healthy cells they're putting in there. But they're claiming it's the COVID-19 cells that are killing them. Meanwhile, it couldn't possibly be the cocktail of poisonous agents they put in there to help in that process. Do you understand what this means? It means it's a bullshit story. Period. It's a con, a fraud, behind the mask of esoteric scientific language that the average person doesn't understand. It's a con, a fraud. And remember, part of a fraud is obfuscation. Meaning, they're going to throw a lot of technical jargon at you under the hope that you actually don't understand what it means. And that's exactly what they've been doing, people. Anyway, this article goes on. It's actually a great read, but again, it simply confirms the basic notion. Nobody has actually proven COVID-19 exists anywhere in the world, period, because it doesn't. Because you can't have millions of people, millions upon millions of people infected, millions supposedly, or at least hundreds of thousands of people dead from it, and no lab in the planet has been able to isolate a simple cold virus. Can't happen. It's a con. Going on, let's continue on with a little bit more about this con, but let's talk about something that is causing real death in relation to COVID-19. Over in Cryptagon, John Hopkins scientist, a medical certainty, Pfizer vaccine caused death of Florida doctor. The Florida Health Department and the Centers for Disease Control, you know, that corporation, CDC, are investigating the death of a Florida doctor who died January 3rd, from a rare autoimmune disorder he developed on December 21st, 3 days after receiving the Pfizer's COVID vaccine. As the Defender, and that's the name of a news outlet, The Defender, as The Defender reported last week, Heidi Nickelman, the wife of Dr. Gregory Michael, said that in her mind, her 56-year-old husband's death was 100% linked to the vaccine. Now, at least one doctor has come forward publicly to say he also believes the vaccine caused Michael to develop the acute idiopathic thrombocytopenic purpura, ITP for short, thank you, because that's way easier to say, the disorder that killed him, which of course is an autoimmune disorder, which is exactly what these mRNA vaccines do. And I'm going to discuss why that happens in just a minute. According to the New York Times, Dr. Jerry Spivak, an expert on blood disorders at Johns Hopkins University, who was not involved in Dr. Michael's care, said that based on Mrs. Nickelman's description, I think it is a medical certainty that the vaccine was related. This is going to be very rare, said Dr. Spivak, an emeritus professor of medicine, but he added, it happened and it could happen again. Spivak told the Times he based his reasoning on the fact that Michael's disorder came on quickly after the shot. Well, within 3 days he was dead. And was so severe that it made his platelet count rocket down. Now, the platelets is what you need for clotting. And this is one of the primary characteristics of what these vaccines do to you, is it destroys your body's ability to make platelets. In fact, that's one of the prima facie characteristics of these fucking lethal injections. One of the first things it does is destroy your body's ability to make platelets, which means you can't clot. And, of course, while it's doing that, it's also destroying your nervous system. Spivak also offered two other reasons to back up his theory. One, the fact that Michael was healthier and younger than most who develop chronic forms of ITP. And number two, the fact that about 70% of people who develop ITP are women. Spivak told the Times, a sudden case in a man, especially a relatively young, healthy one, suggests a recent trigger. And you got to agree with that. Now let's go on here real quick. Now here was an interesting video. I told you I was going to watch this also, and I did. Over in Before It's News, and there's a couple of other outlets that it's in. Professor Dolores Cahill. Why people will start dying a few months after the first mRNA vaccination. Now remember, these vaccines have two parts really, and let me break it down for you very quickly. One part is the soup, the cocktail of toxic compounds that they are putting the so-called vaccine into. And this is supposed to be to aid and enhance the vaccine, to extend the shelf life. They call them adjuvants, they call them preservatives. They got a few different names for the type of chemicals, but what it is, it's a chemical cocktail of absolutely toxic compounds. There isn't a single one in there that is good for you. Every single one of them is toxic and lethal to you. The other part of the vaccine is the part that's supposed to stimulate your immune system to recognize the disease they claim it is trying to train your body to recognize. Well, in the case of mRNA, There is no virus that they inject into you. What they inject into you is a strand, a partial strand of DNA, or the actually the part of the DNA that does copying called RNA. That's why they call this mRNA vaccine. And what it does is it goes into your cells, it hijacks the copying mechanism of your DNA system. It hijacks it, and it gets your body to start producing portions of the genetic sequence that your body will recognize as the virus. Your body is making it. It is not injected into you. The code to make it is what's injected into you. Your body then reads the code, starts making these, and they call them spike proteins. That is, you've seen the picture of the COVID-19 virus. It looks like a ball with all the spikes on it. Well, them spikes is what your immune system reads to determine if it's friend or foe. So they call those, the proteins that make those spikes, they call them spike proteins. So they inject this code into your body. It hijacks your copying system. That is, when your DNA wants to make new cells, it has to copy the DNA so that the new cell has a copy of that DNA. Well, it hijacks that, tricks your body into producing these DNA fragments that replicate or look like these spike proteins of the virus. It was not injected into you. It's your body making it. Your body recognizes it as a virus, even though your body actually made it. Now your body produces the antibodies to go after it because it sees it as a foreign invader. The problem is, your body is what's producing it. So in response to your body now producing antibodies, your body's now start producing more of these protein spikes, and you go into what's called a feedback loop. You know, just like if you have a PA system, we've all been to seen a band, a live band, and when you hear that loud squeal that you got to put your hands over your ears, that's a feedback loop. That's the noise being picked up by the microphone, being amplified through the speaker. The speaker amplification of it makes it louder. The microphone picks that up and amplifies it again, and it goes around and around and around, and pretty soon it's this ungodly squealing coming out of the speaker. Well, that's exactly what happens to your immune system. It goes into a feedback loop. And this is what ends up killing people, is when it goes into this endless feedback loop where your body ends up attacking itself unstoppably. That's what's happening. And that's what she talks about in this. This is a great video by Professor Dolores Cahill, who also happens to be a doctor, a molecular biologist, and an immunologist, studies immune systems. It's a great video to watch. She explains this in detail, explains it probably a little bit better than I can, but I'm really understanding what's going on now and how this is designed to work and how it's designed to kill us. So I'm going to convey that as my understanding permits all the time. Going on, I like this one over in Reddit, reddit.com. Let's see. Actually, I got a posting down on here, which is interesting. It says it was posted 7 days ago, but I don't know if that means it's not a current headline because I came to this from another site. Irish Health Department forced to admit in court COVID-19 virus doesn't exist. What? Well, we all know that. I just got done explaining that to you. But let's see what this says here. Here is a video from December 27th, 2020. Okay, so that's just a few weeks ago. A court in Ireland refused to provide evidence of laboratory isolate of the SARS-CoV-2 virus. Specifically, the court acknowledged that it had no evidence that the virus had ever been isolated, that is, purified from other biomaterial, by anyone in a laboratory. In other words, the court stated that it has no evidence of the existence of a scientifically obtained strain of this virus. Uh-oh, better get Mako. Sounds like somebody just had a collision with reality. In addition to refusing to provide scientific evidence for the existence of the SARS-CoV-2, also known as COVID-19, the court also failed to provide the scientific justification for the mandatory wearing of masks, social distancing, and, of course, vaccination. In the second half of the video, very reasonable questions are asked. What kind of vaccine or preventive drugs can we even talk about when there is no causative virus of the disease? What kind of coronavirus mutations are we constantly being told about by the so-called scientists if there is no virus isolated. Oh, that's right. Exactly. So anyway, this was interesting. It's over in Reddit. In fact, I'm going to print this out. I'm going to read it because it's there's a bit more to it. But this is exactly what we're trying to expose, is the facts, the truth, that in fact, nobody anywhere on the planet, or if they have certainly not come public about it, nobody, no organization, no university, no laboratory, no hospital, no research group, nobody has come forward or ever stated that, yes, in fact, they have isolated the COVID-19 virus. Nobody has done that. And if nobody's done it after so-called millions of infections and what has got to be what? They're saying what, a million deaths or more, where you have the tissue available to you to take tissue samples from to do the isolation process for. How could that be? It can't be, people. That's the point. It can't be. Not in this universe or any other universe. It's a scam, period. But that doesn't stop them from pushing forward a good bullshit line for Operation Goldblum Slaveman. Let's see what they're doing here. Over in Scoopy Web. S-C-O-O-P-Y Web. Scoopy Web. Britain shuts its borders. Boris reveals all travel corridors will be... All travel corridors will be suspended from 4 a.m. Monday, and everyone needs negative COVID test for entry as he warns new strains are being detected, and scientists confirm 11 Brits have had Brazil variant. Yes, this is a complete hand job, people, because I just got done explaining to you over the last three articles how there is no COVID-19 virus that has ever been isolated anywhere on the planet. Nobody has one, and probably, and we're going to say what, 99.99999% certainty, because it doesn't exist. Because if it did exist, they would have isolated it by now. But let's see what this says. A couple of the highlights here. The government is facing calls to double its targets for vaccinations as the rollout speeds up dramatically. The current commitment from Boris Johnson is to give the jabs to 14 million most vulnerable by mid-February. Who's the most vulnerable? Oh, that's right, the elderly in them homes that's costing the government money because they want them dead first. You know, the useless eaters. Ministers shelved the idea of lockdown amid signs current curbs are easing, surge caused by mutant COVID strain. Well, they've never proved that the COVID exists, so how could you possibly have a mutant strain? Department of Health figures show that the daily coronavirus death toll has risen 50% week on week. Now, if they don't have the fucking virus, how in the world are they proving that a single death was caused by the so-called COVID-19? That's right. You can't. It's a lie. It's a con. And that's the nature of a con, isn't it? Is to lie to your face. Boldface! Which is exactly what they're doing, because COVID-19 is not a medical crisis. It's a political one. Going on. Over in Cryptagon. John Hopkins scientist. I covered that one. I got it up twice. How about that? Now, let's see what happens when you take the vaccine. And we do have a direct cause-effect relationship here. Over in Blacklisted News. 23 dead in Norway after taking COVID vaccine. Reports emerging from Norway indicate that at least 23 people have died after taking the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine. Yet the government regulator has said they don't see anything alarming in the cases. Remember my story about my friend Glenn? When I was 14 years old, he set my neighbor's trash on fire, and my neighbor's screaming at him from the second floor window, yelling at him, "Glenn, what the fuck are you doing putting my trash on fire?" And Glenn looks at Mitch, can barely see him because the flames were leaping up so hard and fast, and Glenn looks at him with complete sincerity in his face. "What fire, Mitch? What are you talking about?" This is where we're at, people. What connection? Yeah, we just gave these people the vaccine 3 days ago and they're all dead. We don't see any reason to be alarmed. This is where we're at, people. This is what you have to understand and repeat after me. You can let communism walk into your country, but you're going to shoot your way out. And here we are. You have a choice. Either we kill them or they kill us, because there's no middle ground. Going on. Over in Breitbart. I like this one. UK government shock ad. You just got to shake your head at this. This is almost as good as Henry's article about the, well, you better wear two masks. In fact, you should wear three. Put two on your face and wear one like a jockstrap. Yeah, there we go. Over in Breitbart. UK government shock ad campaign claims buying a coffee, seeing a friend's, cost lives. Yeah. Remember they had that little slogan not that long ago? Save lives, ban knives. Remember, that's part of the disarmament program. They don't even want you to have a fucking butter knife. Remember that? Well, here we are, friends. Don't buy coffee because that's going to cost them their life. This is where the UK's at. Remember, this country isn't far behind whatever the UK takes. Now, I'm going to read. There's a picture of the poster up there. Don't let a coffee cost lives. This isn't one of their actual posters. The new COVID-19 variant is spreading fast. Meanwhile, they never found the COVID-19. So how could you possibly say there's a variant when you have shown, in fact, by their own words, COVID-19 doesn't exist? The new COVID-19 variant is spreading fast, and around 1 in 3 people with coronavirus don't have any symptoms. Ooh, now it's gone to 1 in 3. Remember when they were saying in certain articles, 70% of people can have coronavirus and not even know it? Well, somehow that just mysteriously dropped by half. If you're going to get a takeaway coffee, and I can't see the rest of it because it got blocked off, but they're making the point, well, if you just go get a coffee, you're going to kill yourself or your friends or your family or your coworkers. Yeah, yeah. I mean, this is how idiotic this has gotten. Remember? Well, you better be careful about getting coronavirus because apparently that also causes blue feet. Remember that one? Going on. Now let's get a look at some facts over in Natural News. I like this article. Study. Long-term mask use breeds microbes that infiltrate the lungs and contribute to advanced stage lung cancer. Now, we've talked about this many times. The human body is not designed to fucking breathe while you're wearing a piece of tissue paper over your face. And it's not going to stop the virus because the virus is well over 1,000 times smaller than the smallest pore in the mask. So what is the mask trapping? Well, it's trapping everything else your body's trying to get rid of, but you keep trapping on the back of the mask and then sucking back in, and now in concentrated doses, because every time you exhale, it keeps trapping the greater and greater concentrations of the stuff. And you keep breathing it back in. How much of a fucking imbecile do you gotta be? It's like taking a shit and then going eating the shit. Well, when it goes through me the second time, it'll be cleaner. Yeah, you keep thinking that. Going on. Almost done here. Now, this is going on about this so-called the so-called riots there on January 6th. Now, this is interesting, and this is over in IntelliHub. Suspicious access granted to group touring U.S. Capitol 1 day before the insurrection. The group left the White House and marched to the Capitol with the objective of preventing Congress from certifying our election. Well, that's supposedly what happened on the 6th. What this basically is about is it appears that the people who, or some of the people who were actually going to break in, the Antifa members that did the break-in and caused the problems on January 6th, were in fact given a tour of the very building they were going to be breaking into the day before so that they could familiarize themselves with the layout. Uh-oh. Better get Mako. Somebody just had a collision with facts. Anyway, one last one. And part of the bullshit, you know, that great Trump, oh, he's going to make America great again, and on the way out, he's going to show them over in the Liberty Beacon. Trump declassifies Russiagate, Obamagate documents. Release within dates. Oh, well, you know that, and he signed in an executive order that the CIA has to release everything they know about UFOs in the next 180 days. Well, thank God he's doing something to show the deep state and who's really in control. You know, I guess if he really wanted to do something, though, and this is only an estimate on my part, just a small guess, a suggestion, maybe he should have released some documents about who really killed JFK, or maybe about Hillary Clinton, Benghazi, Whitewater, Vince Foster. How about Obama and the fact he's not an American citizen? How about 9/11? That would have been a great one to fucking start with. How about the Oklahoma City bombing? How about some of them fucking classified documents? You know what? I bet you people would have found them a lot more interesting than so-called Russiagate or Obamagate or any of that bullshit. Remember Operation Fast and Furious under, oh, what was that scumbag's name? I can't think of a, he was over at Department of Justice, where his idea was they were going to give fucking shitloads of firearms to the Mexican drug cartels so that they could trace them and find out where they were getting the firearms.
Eric Holder.
And then some of those firearms actually got used in crimes up here. In fact, I think it was used, one of the firearms was used in killing a Border Patrol agent.
Eric Holder.
Holder, thank you, Henry. Yes, Eric Holder, thank you so much. Just couldn't quite recall his name. I remember his nasty little ugly face, ugly little woman in an ugly little man's body, as Henry would say, but I couldn't remember his name. Anyway, that was it for me. So, you know, for all you Trump tods out there, yes, oh, Trump's gotten even with them on the way out. He's going to release documents about Russiagate, but you can forget about 9/11, Eric Holder, Fast and Furious, Oklahoma City bombing, any of that, you know, any of the stuff that would actually matter. Or how about just the election fraud that just occurred? How about all the classified documents related to that? Nah, not a fucking chance, because he's going to step down, put his pussy hat on, sleaze out the back door, take his billions, have his promise to for him and his family to be left alone, leave with his communist wife, and of course he's going to get his free lifetime pass to the new Epstein Island, wherever that is. Anyway, unless there's any questions or comments, I'm going to hand this back to my friend, my mentor, and my classified document buddy, Henry Shively. Going once. On you, Henry.
Right on, brother. The excellent coverage, especially of the fake COVID-19 fucking vaccine. And there's only one way to end this last Friday, before we are under complete fucking communist fucking control at the highest level. Moderna CEO says the world will have to live with COVID forever.
Now wait, Henry. Is forever longer than this weekend?
I might have to look at the calendar and the stopwatch, but yeah, I believe it is.
Wait a minute. Didn't the Aztecs actually make a calendar and they showed there was an end for forever, which supposedly happened a few years ago?
Exactly. This is from CNBC. It was sent in by Galen. Forever. Public health officials and infectious disease experts have said that it is a high likelihood that COVID-19 will become an epidemic disease, meaning it will become present in communities at all times though likely at lower levels than it is now. Now we know COVID's a lie. This is how they've ushered in fucking the communism. That's how they, you know, got the vote by mail so that they could use the vote by mail in the fraudulent election within a fraud. Let's admit what we're doing here. And the stupid people that went out and fucking participated in it, you're all fucking worthless. I mean, get rid of, do something about yourself, folks. I mean, fucking be a human being, for God's sake. At any rate, fucking, so you got this lie, and this lie, you know, is like the ism. You're there peacefully one day, you know, and the next day, fucking, the towers come down, in an impossible way, and you got George Bush up on the fucking stage telling you that we're looking at, this war could last 100 years. I mean, Jesus Christ Almighty, it's so blatant, but this is the lie, forever. It's gonna last forever. That's how, you see, that's how they claim to have seized their powers through these emergency powers, through the emergency caused by COVID-19. So this means that the suspension of the fucking Bill of Rights that they came to have the authority to commit is going to last forever, although that fucking authority has never existed and is in fact forbidden by the 9th article of the People's Bill of Rights. It says, the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed as to deny or disparage the others retained by the people. But they are completely cut as, I mean, fuck goddamn due process. They got a National Guard up there with orders fucking that they can fucking use deadly force on your ass if you dare to go to the fucking, to their citadel. Because that's really all it is. And it never should have existed on our fucking land. It was put in by fraud. The corporation was chartered by fraud. The 14th Amendment followed being created and put in place by fraud, making the people subjects instead of rulers. And that's what this is really all about. Who is in fucking charge here? The people? Are the people fucking, are they ruling their government, or is that government ruling you? Because they're telling you that government's ruling you, and I'm telling you one of the first things that Uncle Joe fucking, Joe Su Tang is going to do is fucking mandate masks at all times, anytime you walk out your fucking house, like, to get the fucking shit started. And I mean, you might as well load that fucking gun and go and do as you're going. I mean, either you're gonna fight, you got a choice. The 14th Amendment, slavery, or the ditch. Or you got the Bill of Rights, a fucking fight and for freedom and liberty that your ancestors fucking fought to give you. You can choose it, but remember, you're choosing for your children, for your grandchildren, for your great-grandchildren. You're gonna leave them in a condition of fucking slavery. Which could be there can be no more cowardly act. Especially when you have the means by far to fucking prevent it. Anyway. Oh, man. We'll be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT as we fucking head on towards the fucking, complete implementation of fucking communism with the help of the fucking so-called National Guard. Those, you're goddamn traitors. You will be, go down in history as traitors because we're not going to fucking allow this. We will fight. A lot of us are going to die. We understand it, and it's because of the negligence of the fucking, of the generations before us. This fight should have been fought fucking 100 years ago. More than 100 years ago. It should have been fought when they first fucking created the Office of Attorney General in violation of the fucking Constitution that they had just ratified. They made the law and violated it within a fucking few fucking days. And that dirty fucking treasonous George Washington fucking signed it. The one you were taught as a little kid to worship as the father of your country. This shit has been planned for 100 years. Go ahead. Thought I heard somebody in there. Anyways, guys, we'll count it down starting on Monday. But I'm telling you what, you fucking mega people, throw those fucking red hats off. Let's join as a people. We can wipe them out. We can wipe them out easily. We can remove this thing. I mean, it takes quite a leap. I mean, you have to admit that you were duped. You have to admit that you were a goddamn fool. And all the time we were calling you Trump tards, that's exactly what you were. But once you do that, and once you fucking pick up that Bill of Rights, you're going to feel the fucking power that is yours, that belongs, and it belongs to each and every one of us. It is the only thing that can unite our people to fucking destroy this fucking communism before it destroys us. And that is the word from the
Trinity. Henry.
Yes.
Oh, just real quick. Okay. You know, this is how the flag of Washington, D.C., you know where that comes from?
I don't.
That is from the family arms from the Washington family that goes all the way back to England.
So it's their coat of arms, huh?
I'll send in the thing on it when I get a chance.
Well, this is what
I almost did this morning, but I didn't. I didn't mean to stop you from closing.
No biggie, brother. Well that way, right. It stands to reason, man. It stands to reason. This is what was planned for all along. The ruling fucking elite of this top 1% of the fucking world, of the fucking world elite, has planned this all along. The American people, I mean, they're having to hurry, and they're making mistakes. And that's something that, it falls on our side. But we can't be fucking playing around. We can't be protesting, which is showing who has the shiniest fucking gun. You're gonna have to shoot those fucking guns, guys. I'm sorry. I mean, we're not fucking, I mean, we're Americans. We don't want to kill fucking people, but by God, when you get in a place where it's kill or be killed, you better fucking kill. Because it ain't just you they want to kill. They want to kill your children. They want to kill your grandchildren. They want to make you submit to fucking communism. After watching your fucking people die in Vietnam. After watching your people die in Korea. To stop it. To stop it over there so it never gets here. It was already here. We were born into it. And to fucking claim otherwise is just a fucking lie. Like COVID-19 is a fucking lie. And until you face the fucking lie and refuse it, you ain't going to get nothing done. Throw off those red hats, pick up that Bill of Rights, and let's get this shit out of our fucking country. And that is the word from the trenches.
Have a good weekend, Henry.
You do the same, brother.
I have done all I can do.